Blog Talk Radio.
Ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the
gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Lord, help us. Because, listen, God is not a respecter person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him and all of us fellow believers in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of 2 Kings, 5th chapter, verses 1 through 5, where we read about a great military leader, namely, from the Syrian army, who is plagued with leprosy, y'all. And however, this young Jewish slave girl in his midst that has spoken to Naaman's wife about her master's condition and his potential remedy. The prophet, she knows and has faith to understand that Almighty God chooses to work through people. And she also knows that this person to be the remedy for Commander Naaman is the prophet Elijah. Don't you know that God works through each and every individual, that he brings them to their own faith to see God working in their lives? Don't you know that God will work that thing out? But the young slave girl, she told the mistress, she said, if only. So that's what we're going to talk about. If only Naaman has the faith to follow through on the word from this young girl who is actually being used by God, just like he uses you and I. He'll speak through us for a word for somebody that needs to find the remedy and the solution. But if only they will believe. We can only speak the truth, y'all. It's up to them to believe. Our special guest is here, phenomenal woman of God, so gifted, so talented in what she does, financial and lifestyle coach. Restoration for your credit and confidence, as well as a leadership woman of God in wellness. Talking about Alisa Lane is here to share with us wisdom, expertise, and principles so that you could be financially, mentally, physically stable and able to succeed beyond what you already know and go further. And then later on in the broadcast, our shine artist spotlight is going to be on gospel artist, songwriter, motivational speaker, and minister of the gospel, woman of God, Helen Freeman, is going to be here. Lord Jesus, we're for another good time. We're about to have church. So why don't you go out and call family, friend, call some co-workers, call somebody that's in your spirit right now that you know could use a real good, encouraging spiritual word, because we are about to do what we do right here on this fire gospel experience. We've already had prayer. Holy Spirit, God, we adore you. We bless you. We praise and thank you for moving in our lives and overseeing this fire gospel experience. But most of all, thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost, sanctify, fire, fire, fire.
Things that I want in my day. And speak to those things that I want far away from me. To where I want to be.
Gospel experience off, and Holy Spirit God just spoke to my spirit, and we're going to talk about victory all throughout this program. We're going to put defeat down. We're going to step over it. We're going to go through it, because we need to understand that these tests and trials will only make us stronger, better, wiser as we apply the spiritual principles of our faith. And the things that the Bible teaches, the things that our Lord Jesus gave to us while he was here on this earthly ministry, are for our good, for our spiritual fitness. So don't run. Go on and cry and wipe your tears and pray and get up off your sanctified self and then say, Lord Jesus, now I'm ready. I let my emotions express themselves. Now it's time for my faith to step in and give me the strength that I need, because you are the one that enables us to do things that we could never, ever do on our own. Hello, Victory. Hello, Sunshine, my sweet Sunshine Victory. My special guest is here, a woman of God that is going to bless us, I know, with some phenomenal information, inspiration, as well as testimony. This young lady is a financial and lifestyle coach. And she wants to restore your credit and confidence as well as provide you with leadership through wellness. Amen. Coming from Toledo, Ohio, this woman of God is here to be my special guest on this fire gospel experience. None other than Alisa Lane. And she's going to tell you why she stays in her lane on Facebook right here, right now. And I'm just excited to have and introduce herself and present to everyone else this awesome woman of God, Alisa Lane, on fire. That's right. Yes. Yes, indeed. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. How you doing, woman of God?
I am well, and yourself? I won't complain.
Amen.
Thank you.
I can see you blushing through the phone lines. I know. I had to get that in there. And I'm not through. So hold that big pretty smile, because I got one more thing to say. Listen. Y'all not going to believe this. I was introducing myself to this young lady on Facebook because, you know, that's one of my greatest resources to find you and anointed people of God. And then when I was telling her about my radio broadcast, she was like, is this for real? Yes, it's for real, woman of God, and welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. It's for real. Yeah, you here, and we happy to have you. Why don't you go and introduce yourself to our listening audience? Tell us a little bit about Alisa in my lane. Tell us about you.
Well, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I am pretty much Alisa Lane, and I'll say the one and only. No, but jokingly, I also do credit repair. I'm with United Wealth Education Services, and I am a mother of five beautiful children, two beautiful granddaughters. Say that again.
No, dear, go ahead. I'm just commenting. I said that's beautiful.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. And thank God, because the Lord has, I was pretty much raised in the church, and I was able to do the same for my children. Thank God for my children, who are quite talented when it comes to the music arena. I am just, grateful yet and still to be here, yet alive. I battled with COVID at one point in time, my children.
No.
Thank God, just this week, for some reason, the enemy tried to afflict them. But I am glad to know that they're still here. You know, we're still here, yet in the land of the living. So I won't complain.
Amen. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, woman of God, listen. I would like for you to, out of all of these wonderful ministries and education and expertise that you have, I'm not going to try to rush through them, because I'm trusting Holy Spirit God to always lead me, because I don't want you to try to see if you can cram everything that you do in one broadcast. See, that just gives me a wonderful excuse to have you come back. And if we need to turn this into a series broadcast, I have no problem with it, as long as you're available. But what would you feel is pertinent in your spirit right now to talk about? Finances, to talk about lifestyle, or wellness through leadership? Can you pick a specific category that you feel led to share about? We're going to talk about it.
Well, I would definitely say, as far as credit, and that is one of the key things that a lot of times we do not take seriously. A lot of times we think that, we can have, we can pay cash for everything. And money is good. Don't get me wrong. Money answers all things. We know that.
Yeah.
However, when that money runs out, what happens? You know, I, of course, for some that we were all faced with the COVID when it first hit, everyone was laid off. Getting laid off of their jobs, and jobs were closing. So we had some people who were already getting their credit in the process, and they were able to get credit cards. You had some people who also, and while you had others who never saved for a rainy day, didn't have nothing for the side, didn't have a credit card, what are you going to do? And we know that some of the credit cards at that time, was some of them were a little forgiving because, you know, due to the COVID. But some of these, some people didn't have a leg to stand on. They didn't have a leg to stand on because they didn't have credit. They didn't have anything. There was nothing lined up. So, you know, the Bible says, Proverbs 22:7, that the rich rules over the poor and the borrower is the slave of the lender.
Come on, bring them scriptures. I hear you.
You know, so therefore, we have to learn to where, if he says in Deuteronomy 28 that he will make us the lender and not the borrower. That means it's out here for us to get, and it's out here for us to, we just have to maintain it.
That's it.
We have to
maintain it
and be wise.
Let me ask you a question, my dear, before you go any further. Hold your thought. When you started this conversation, you said we. Now, I want to see if I can quantify who that we is. When you say we, are you talking about we as believers? We as black people, we as white people, we as men, we as women. Is there a specific group that really needs to pay attention to what you're sharing right now?
Well, when I'll say pretty much all of us, but we as black people, a lot of us were not trained. A lot of us were not taught. A lot of us were not, you know, when we were in school, we were not schooled on how to build our finances, how to tuck finances away, how to save for a rainy day, how to get credit, maintain credit. We were not taught any of these things. And I hate to just target African-American. I hate to just target that specific. But however, when it comes down to it, we are the ones who are the quickest to avoid when it's time to do better.
Yeah,
when you know better, you do better. And what we'll do is try to avoid that situation.
Yeah. Well, I do understand that your principles apply to everybody. But just like when we went through this social dilemma about Black Lives Matter, the pushback was all lives matter. Yes, of course all lives matter. But all lives are not being threatened in a predominantly distorted way. The ratio needs to be identified. It's no misnomer on any other social group, ethnic group, racial group, but we need to apply the solution and answers to the group of people that needs it the most. That's why I need to identify that. It's no shame. We need to be understanding, because like you said, we as black people, like many other races, we need to be educated on finances. That's all. Credit and everything else that goes with it. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, woman of God.
Exactly. And you're absolutely right about that one, because when it comes to, you know, when it comes to our credit, you know, I've watched and witnessed, you know, I've had to where we were holding seminars and we were talking about credit. And at one time, I saw a young lady deny the fact of getting, well, I don't need it right now, I'm going to get it. But she was in the stores purchasing or went online and purchased a $300 wig.
Oh.
Our priorities are not together. They're not in order.
Lord Jesus.
They're not in order. So it's like, how is it that you want to maintain and keep up with the Joneses, but as we don't know what the Joneses suffered.
That's true.
We don't know what
not only that, woman of God, but because on the oppositional end of that, sometimes we become so anxious that we get taken advantage of because of lack of knowledge from predatory lenders because we don't know.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. As far as our program with United Wealth Education Services, we have Rocket Lawyer, which pretty much with that, it definitely helps supply or you have access to the credit attorneys. United Wealth Education Services was founded in 2004, and we were founded by two attorneys who pretty much put their heads together And they got together and to do this type of research to find out what is it that we can do to help remove negative items from a consumer's credit profile. And so that was something they put together. They did their research, they refined it with the fine-tooth comb, and then they decided, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do that. And then when I look back and see all of the things that we were able to do when it comes to credit removal, of removing the negative items, and watching people who never thought they would be able to purchase a home. They're able to purchase a home. Myself, I even use myself as, because I'm a product of the product. I went through it to where I was not able, I went through a divorce, and due to that, my credit plummeted. And so I had joined the company. I said, you know what? I said, I know better, so I need to do better. I joined the company, and once I got on joined the company, I was able within 4 months to go, because of when I went to the dealership prior to that, they told me I was going to need a $3,000 deposit. So I'm like, okay, I'm not doing that. So I went ahead, followed the steps, went through the process, and within 4 months of that process, I went to a different dealership, and I was able to tell them if I wanted to put money down or not. I didn't have to put a dime down.
See there? Now, you're talking my stuff.
Didn't have to put nothing down.
Talking my stuff, woman of God, because unfortunately, I too suffered from a failed marriage, ended in divorce 2 years ago, and God saw fit to bless me like I have never been blessed before, was able to buy a beautiful 3-bedroom, 1.5 brick building with an in-ground swimming pool. So it's not the end. We go through what we go through, but what I'm hearing you say is it's not the end of the story. We just need to turn the page with better knowledge.
Exactly. Nothing pretty much. We count ourselves out, and we count ourselves short when it comes to certain matters. You know, but if we would really take that time and say, you know what, let me just hone in as to what this person or what he or she is saying, and let me try it out. You know, they always say, what is it? 14 to 21 days, to form a habit, you know, within 21 days or so, you know, you keep doing the same thing over and over, you become that habit, you know, so you start to change some things. And so therefore, if we change our mindset.
Come on.
If we can change our mindset, because I can tell you something all day long and it may not click, but it begins in the mind.
Yes, oh Lord.
We have to make sure that we change that.
I'm so glad you said that, woman of God, because what we're going to do is we're going to take a shift slightly to the spiritual unification that goes along with good credit and good finances. Because, see, what we do, and I think it's attributed because of poor self-identification and low self-esteem, when we see somebody doing well, we don't try to emulate them. We get in our feelings, and then we'll start being oppositional against them. I believe it's called hating on them. I believe it's called hating on them. If I see somebody doing good, man, I'm taking notes.
Taking notes. What did you do? I hear you on that. What did you do? How did you show me? You know, and you know what? What is kind of funny, though? What you just said is so is good, but we have people who will get to that plateau, who will plateau in life a little bit, feel like they got just a little bit, and they refuse to help bring someone else up. I'm not that one.
They get amnesia.
Exactly, they forget where they come from. But when God raised you up, it is if you got any God in you, reach back and pull somebody else out. Because you didn't go through what you went through for no reason. You went through for a reason. You didn't just go through it by yourself.
No, didn't.
God was in that thing with you.
He was in it, woman of God. There's a scripture verse that says, God, let me be content. Don't let me get poor enough where I have to steal and defile your name because people know that I claim to be a believer. And don't let me be so successful that I forget about you, God. So what I see in our spiritual walk, in according with our finances, with our credit, we have to have a healthy balance where we are stable in the middle. Where we're stable in the middle. The Bible says don't veer to the left or to the right. That means keep moving straight ahead. Don't get too carried away with yourself because, see, we can be so low in our self-identification, we can have a deflated ego where we're not confident enough that God will work through us. And then sometimes we can have an over-inflated ego where we get beside ourselves and think we don't need God no more. Help us understand that better, please.
Amen. And that, you know what? You said that right, because God wants us to have confidence in life, not boastful, not that inflated ego, not that arrogant pride, as you just stated. Our self-worth should be seen through the eyes of God, our creator.
Lord Jesus.
And when you pretty much need or feel a boost or you have that, when you need a boost of self-esteem or confidence, there's no better place to turn to the Bible, which he pretty much can work back through us and let us know. He says in Hebrews, do not throw away your confidence because it will be richly rewarded. You need to preserve so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. That's Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. That's the thing. We have to make sure that our confidence is not in man, but our confidence is in God.
Preach, woman of God.
Our confidence is not in us. Not in us.
Go ahead.
I can't say I put confidence in me because I'll fail. My confidence is in God.
I've tried putting confidence in myself, woman of God, and guess what happened? you already know.
Well, right back down to square one, huh?
Ran out of breath, ran out of resources, ran out of bright ideas and had to go right back to where I should have been in the first place. And that's right before the throne of God. On my knees, because they got a saying right now that actually God been saying, and that's stay humble. See, we don't like to stay humble. We get beside ourselves. It don't take much for us when we don't have a healthy spiritual life, listeners. All of the blessings that God gives us are for our external well-being, home, clothing, food, shelter. But the things that's going to feed your spirit comes from God through his word, and it's activated by your faith. I want you to hold what you got, woman of God, because when we come back after this music break, this wonderful conversation, we're going to go to 1 Timothy 6 and 10, where it says, for money is the root of all evil. That's what people say. That's what people say. But that's not what the scripture says. It's not money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money.
That's
the
right.
Love of money. That means you can have it and love it too much, forget God. That means you can love it and not have it and get beside yourself and be mad at God because you walk around here broke. But the thing that you need to supply is not your investment in money. It's your investment in your spiritual life. You need more faith than you need more money. You get faith, you'll get the blessing.
That's
the word of God says, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, all this other stuff, according to God's will be added unto you. Amen. That's scripture. You tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. And we're burning hot right now with woman of God, Alicia Lane, putting it down, giving y'all some good credibility so that we can build up our self-esteem, y'all. Build up our identity based on the inside out, spiritually, and not the outside in, worldly. Lord Jesus, I just said something right there. Here's Team Elevation with Luke G and Pastor Jamal, because when you get yourself together, you will find your way, because God is going to help you.
So many lost souls with no sense of direction. But now is the time to find your way home to God.
Lord, I'm so tired of trying to do this on my own. Lost on this road, don't know which way to go. Try to find my way home. Find my way. Find my way. Lord, I'm so
are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes, indeed. Fire the gospel experience. But we're keeping it hot. You just got through listening to Team Elevation with none other than Luke G and Pastor Jamal, helping us to get some direction so that we can find our way. Amen. Because if we don't have direction, woman of God, Alicia, and we don't have guidance, and we don't have a platform, and we don't have a foundation, and we don't have a plan, we're going to be lost like sheep. I heard somebody say many, many times that sheep are probably the dumbest animals in God's creation. If they're running toward a cliff, the ones behind them are so slow, they will just keep running. running over the cliff because they see a sheep ahead of them running over the cliff. Sometimes it seems like we get bad information from the wrong people. We'll hear people say things like the love of money, that the root of all evil is the love of money. But the Bible lets us know that for the love of money is the root of all evil. They'll say that money, money, money is the root of all evil. No, it's that connection that we make with money, woman of God, because what we do, if we don't tithe, which is really a test of our faith, that's all it is. God don't need our money. He just want to see if you want to be a co-investor in building his kingdom and how sincere you are, because isn't it true that where your heart is where you spend your time and your money? Isn't that the truth?
That's right. That's right. That's so
well,
true.
If we will hold on to our money, in essence, what we are doing is we have put money over God. And that is actually making money our God, because we want to keep it to ourselves. We don't want to share it with the Creator who made us, who gives us life, who gives us strength, who gives us sanity. So how do we get over this love of money and get a proper spiritual perspective on money just being an instrument for an end and not an end of itself? It's not about trying to accumulate all the money we can. It's about whatever money God bless us with, we're using it for a distinct, and I'm going to say divine purpose. Help us with understanding how we need to appropriately look at and handle money.
Well, the Bible also speaks on that in Proverbs, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. So we have to be careful and knowledge of the fact that whatever God gives us, when God blesses us with, whether it be money, whatever it is, he's not adding no sorrow with it. It's us who, like you said, don't put it where it needs to be. So we have to make sure that we first, I don't know, for those who tithe, I am a believer of tithe, of tithing. So my thing is, you know, and I can't speak for everyone else, but I do know that when I have given and God has blessed me to tithe, God has also blessed me back in return. But
yeah,
we also have to make sure that we are putting those funds where it needs to be. Get you a savings account. Invest in a 401k. And these are things that we have to make sure that we are, we have to find investments, things that's going to allow us to continue to build upon, you know, and not deplete, but inflate.
That's right. I agree with that. Amen.
Yeah. We have to make sure that we, you know, get you a, find you a, and I wouldn't even say a bank. I would say more so a credit union, because they are a nonprofit. Credit unions are more so personable, and they will help you get whatever you're trying to get, wherever you're trying to go, and it's more personal. Banks look, banks are pretty much for businesses. It's not more. It's not family like we, like some people think it is. Banks aren't. It's not a family organization. It's the credit unions are. So you know, you're looking for a loan or trying to buy a home or whatever, go find you a good credit union in your home. I mean, in your area, and sit down and talk to someone and tell them what your goal is, what you're trying to achieve. In the next 2-5 years, whatever, however it may be, do that and work on that goal.
You know, one of the things that we hear from people outside of the church, and maybe some of the people that's in the church too, is that, you know, how all that preaching in churches want to do is get your money. And my understanding is that that is a test of the heart. Because you can be, let's say, low income and say, I can't afford to give a dime out of every dollar. I can't afford to give a dollar out of every 10. I can't afford to give a 10 out of every 100, because then I'm not going to be able to survive. Okay, that's one end of the spectrum. then on the other end, you got somebody that's bringing in $100,000 a year, and they might be bringing in $4,000 or $5,000 a week or whatever, and they like, man, I can't afford to be giving away all this money, $450 every payday. Are you kidding me? It's really a test of the heart. So
it is.
Where do we begin to allow God to transform our hearts so that we can show ourselves to be faithful even with our money?
Well, first and foremost, get into a place that you believe. And you know, when you are in a ministry and you believe God and you know that God sent you there, a lot of times we're so quick to give and we're like, okay, what I know. Ask God, Lord, what do you require of me? Because sometimes we think that even with our 10%, sometimes we think God can sometimes tell you to do this or do that, bless somebody else, give to someone else. That's still, you're still in the giving business. You're still tithing. I know he said to bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse. We know that,
yeah.
So that there be meat in the house. Yes, we understand that. But sometimes, you know, God has placed it on my heart, even in times past, to where I was able to just bless someone who did not have it. And that was considered my tithe.
Amen. Amen.
Because I sat here and I blessed someone else who did not have it. And you just never know, because when God bless you, he didn't bless you just for you. He blessed you to give to somebody else. So when you go into a church, you go into that church and you go in there with an open mind. Go in there with a mind to receive, but not only that, a mind to give, because it's better to give than it is to receive. So if you are receiving God's word, and if the man or woman of God is blessing your life and telling you what God is saying, and you're receiving the blessings, then you say, Lord, I have received what you have given me and what you have promised. How can I give back unto you?
Amen. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful, and that is so true. I can appreciate everything that you just said right there, because it is a test of our faith on how we handle our money. Amen.
But you know,
I appreciate you saying that.
You're absolutely right about that, man of God. Let me say, we can, like you said, where our heart is, because we can sit here and we can spend our money on frivolous things. And at the end of the day, we can go home and say, where did that, I just had $500, and look at everything we just purchased and wonder, where did that $500 go?
Amen. Amen. Well, the Bible also speaks about true riches, those things that money cannot buy. The Bible tells us, and I have to look it up because I can't quote it exactly, but it says in Luke 16:11, I got my Bible scholar handy, it says, if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, which is another word for money, who will commit to you the true riches? That's the explanation of a test right there. God just wants to see, I'm going to see what this young woman going to do if I bless them. Because, woman of God, just to show you great minds think alike, just the other day I posted on my Facebook page, I said, you know, sometimes God blesses us just so that we can be a blessing to somebody else. He just want to let the best blessing come to us so it can go through us to somebody else. It wasn't even meant for us. It was meant to be given as a gift. You know what I learned too? Somebody told me, woman of God, they said when it comes to lending, which I don't do very often, if you're going to loan something, if you can't afford to let that loan be a gift, don't give it. That means in case they don't repay you, you won't get all messed up about it. That means I can loan this to you and afford to let it be a gift if you, for whatever reason, don't repay. We're not talking about being foolish with your money and just spreading it all over the place with no regard. No, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is if you decide to loan somebody something and there may be a concern about it being repaid, then you may not want to give it. It's yours. The Bible says that you are the lender and not the borrower. But
not
if you decide to give it and you don't have a heart to say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to give this, and if they don't pay me back, I'm going to let it be a gift. let that be a determination, because what that does is that gives you a good reference on your spiritual character right there, right there. Woman of God, how does this issue of finances relate to our relationships? Be us in committed relationships, exclusively one-on-one with the intention of marriage, or with a husband and wife? Let's talk about the importance of good credit, good financial stability in our relationships.
Well, one thing I will say, you know, I pray that when those who are single and looking to be married, that there's, you know, you're putting yourself in position of readiness, and which means that if you do not have good credit, or if you do not have the finances, you know, it's imperative that you try and work on that, because we know, yes, love is wonderful. You can tell a person all day long that you love them, but at the end of the day, if you can't buy a rose, a dress, or what, you know, because we know that marriages and relationships, it goes beyond just love.
Come on.
What you gonna do? I mean, when the bills get paid, you can't call your gas company or your light company and say, "Well, I love you guys." No, honey, they're gonna shut you off.
They're gonna shut it down.
They're gonna shut you off. So
yeah.
You got to make sure, you know, that you do well in your finances. Mm-hmm. You at least, I mean, and even if you don't have enough, try and just make a start. Start somewhere.
Thank
I'd rather
you
start somewhere than not start at all.
Amen. So what's the first steps in building good financial credit and stability? Where do we start? Even for those that are just starting out in life and wants to build financial credibility, or for those that may not have yet established it or trying to recover from, like you said earlier in the broadcast, from negative credit reports, how do we rebuild?
Well, they can always contact me. And we can go through the steps.
That's right.
I can take you through the steps on how to rebuild, pretty much as far as like what you need to do. And the steps are very simple. You don't have to worry about, oh, this is just too much. No, we're not even getting you involved in anything, because technically you don't have to do really much, but just sit back and allow your score to just, you know, you can watch your score. We will tell you when you first sign on, the first thing you want to do is look and see what your score is. And then within 45 to 90 days, check again, and you will be able to see the increase on your credit score depending on what your credit profile is.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and I think right
means,
now, go
mm-hmm.
ahead. No, go
no,
ahead.
Said,
by
all
means.
You know, what we need to do is, you know, if we have a goal, if you have a goal in mind, by the next year or two, you want to purchase a home, if you go to a lender and they pull your credit, the first thing they're going to tell you, these are things that you need to work on. So why not start now?
I think we need to get over so many misconceptions, and hopefully this will be a start right here. We get so spiritually minded, woman of God, sometimes we're no earthly good. We don't take the appropriate earthly measures so that we can build ourselves up spiritually. And what you have said right now is so crucial. By it being tax season, we will take the benefit of our tax return, and what we want to do is we want to go out and shop. And by the time we get through shopping, we have nothing to financially build our empire of money with, of our monetary success. We spent it all, because what we want to do is we want to take that monetary return and transform it into something materialistic that everybody can see. They got that new car smell. They got that new clothes smell. We'll leave the price tag on there for a little while and act like it was an accident. We want people to see our success, as opposed to knowing our success. Because the majority of people that I understand that are really, really wealthy, because there's a difference between being rich and being wealthy. Rich means you got a whole lot of money. Wealthy means you got a whole lot of money for you and the next generations after you, because you have learned to use money effectively. So, woman of God, how can we at least get a different mindset of what wealth, true wealth, really is? Because the thing that we like to do, I'm talking about we, I'm talking about black folks, white folks, red folks, everybody, we want to use money as a means of showing everybody materialistically how well we're doing, opposed to just having the confidence and knowing that I got it and everybody ain't got to see it.
You know, sometimes we're so caught up on what others, what we think others think about us. And a lot of times, some folks don't even be thinking about it. You know, we
so right.
do it because it's like, okay, let me buy this dress, or, you know, or let me buy this suit. And half the time, sometimes people don't even pay you no attention. You just went broke for nothing. You know?
Oh,
so
Lord.
instead of investing in yourself and in your future, you know, that's like that right there is the best place to start, is to try and accumulate, you know, what you think or what you know is wonderful. Because we have in our program, we have a will and trust. And I did a live a couple weeks ago, and I said, you know, I said, it's something, because we'll sit here and use and spend our money on everything. Like you said, the income taxes. We'll get the income taxes, for instance, and then we'll go to these buy here, pay here places where they're requiring to put down $3,500 down plus tax and title, because you want to be able to floss for the whole, I ain't going to say for the whole year, because half the time you get the cars and the cars break down.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
And you can put all that money on these little cars, you know. So instead doing that, I just take a small amount and invest into yourself.
That's beautiful.
True wealth is what you're trying to accumulate. You can't accumulate wealth by giving it back, putting it back into the hands of the stores.
I like what you said, woman of God. You said you're trying to impress people that don't even care, and then the other people aren't even aware. And while we're running around here trying to show everybody how blessed and how successful we are, the rest of the people ain't going to do nothing but hate you for it. So what is that really all about? Amen. What is that really all about?
Exactly. That poor mentality. You know, poor mentality, poor thinking. And sometimes it's like to the point to where we're trying to impress the wrong people. But God is the only one for us to impress.
Thank you. Thank
He's the only one.
Amen.
You know, at the end of the day, these people aren't paying your bills. You done went broke trying to get their attention.
Amen. And then most of the folks is just trying to recover from all that money they spent at Christmas. That's why they can't wait to get that tax income, because they done created some new debt that was supposed to have been a holy day, a holiday. They got that from holy day. So it's a spiritual celebration that has been monopolized by the merchandisers. They have merchandised and commercialized Christmas, so that we'll go broke thinking that when I get my tax income, I get back on my feet. And then we get caught up in that vicious cycle of spending a financial seed that was intended to create a harvest. We are eating the seed and spending it away. Woman of God, why don't you bless us with one final word? If you could summarize everything that you shared, what's in your spirit right now that you can leave us with until next time? Because I'm certainly going to have to bring you back so we can continue this conversation.
Well, I most certainly do. Thank you for having me on. But I will say that what we need to do as people, I said it earlier, when you know better, you do better. And just because you do not know or you don't understand, don't count yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Don't count yourself out. You know, connect yourself with people who can help take you to that next level. You know, so if it's, yeah, if it's credit that you're lacking, by all means, you can contact me, and I'll be glad to show you and share with you what you need to do to be able to get yourself on that next level. The main thing of it is that learn how to just invest, you know, do the proper things, but make sure that you pray and ask God to lead you and to guide you in all truth and righteousness. Make sure you put him first at the head of everything, because all he asked for is he asked for our tenth. That's it. He asked us for our tenth, and I would rather him take my 10 than to take my 90.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you can say that again. We don't think about it like that. But, yeah. See, we don't think about it like that, woman of God, but that's a good perspective for us to have so that we won't get so caught up in giving. We just got to learn how to be willing to increase in our faith walk, walking by faith and not by sight, because our sight is limited. Our faith is unlimited because we serve an unlimited God. So listen, woman of God, share all of your contact information, because somebody's going to want you to come to their church to do a seminar, a ladies' convention or conference or something, so that you can share your expertise as a saved, sanctified, spiritual-minded woman of God in relationship to finances, that doesn't have a hidden agenda, that's not trying to pocket money on the side. And also all of your social media contacts as well. And if you got something going on locally there in the Toledo, Ohio area, feel free to go ahead and make that announcement and give any shout outs to anybody that you want to recognize for being in your inner circle.
Well, thank you so much. You can reach me at 419-212-5051. I'm on Facebook as Alisa in My Lane, as well as Instagram. Now, as far as my Instagram, I believe it's Miss Magnificent Woman, but I do have my own company, which is called Magnificent Woman. What we do is try to interview women and just hearing where they have come from, you know, the back, you know, draft of where they come from and the things that they've endured and where they are now and how God has blessed them. So them sharing their testimony. So pretty much it's, you know, I'm just here waiting for, you know, God to continue to send the release. I am open for those who would love to do it. I would love to do a seminar or conference or whatever we need to do to help not just the women, but our people to get them where they need to be. Because where me helping is helping me, helping others helps me.
Amen. Now, I have to get this out of my spirit so that the listeners can understand. Your Facebook name, Alisa in My Lane. Explain In My Lane. Tell us what that's all about.
Okay, well, my name is Lane. My last name is Lane. So I use In My Lane because typically that's what I do. I stay in my lane. I don't try to get into other folks' lane because it don't do me no good. So I just stay in mine. So I mind my business.
Amen. What you say, that's where your blessings and your success is, over in your lane, not in them other folks' lane. Like you're worrying about the Joneses. Yeah. Worrying about the Joneses and you're not taking care of your own. Woman of God, I'm looking forward to having you back. My prayer for you is that God will continue to overflow your life with much more drive and dynamic intensity in the work that you're doing, because if we fail financially, we're not going to be good stewards to God and to nobody else. We don't worship money. We don't love money. But we understand that money is a powerful tool that God wants us to use wisely, first of all, for his kingdom building and for the good of our own personal life and to everybody that God gives us responsibility for. So I pray that God will keep you, cover you, and bless you until next time when we're able to bring you back on this Fire Gospel Experience. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much for that, sir. I appreciate that.
Woman of God, talking about financial and lifestyle coach. She is a restorer for your credit and confidence, as well as giving you leadership through wellness. Woman of God, Alisa Lane, was here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Don't worry. She'll be back, y'all. Don't y'all worry. Yes, yes, yes. It's what we do on this Fire Gospel Experience, bringing you all of these blessed people of God. As God sends them to me, all I'm going to do is present them to you so that they can bless your life in abundance. I'm talking about as much as God sees fit. God wants to bless you, but you got to be willing. You got to provide the faith. That's why we're going to be talking about it in 2 Kings 5, verses 1 through 5, talking about if only. If only you can provide the faith, God will give you the resources that you need. We're about to shine this artist spotlight on a very, very personal favorite woman of God of mine. She just got so much joy in her song, in her life. She got joy in her cheekbones. Don't you hear what I'm saying? When she smiles, she just lights up. And so you know when she sings that everybody's just going to feel it. Go make you kind of want to clap your hands, stomp your feet, just like man of God, Minister Leroy. And the band, they are going to help us do all and some of that right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You best believe it, because it's real talk right here, right here. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, dear God. We give you favor, dear God, for being able to just give us the victory over those things that used to overwhelm us. So, dear God, let your blessing flow over our lives. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that if you would just forgive us for any waywardness in us, any wrongdoing, any missteps, misthoughts, misdeeds, have mercy, Lord, because all we want to do is celebrate, praise you, and clap our hands in praise. Hallelujah! Look for it. Woman of God, my dear sister in Christ, Helen Freeman. She is a returning special guest. I told y'all, gospel artists, I said I ain't scared to have y'all come back. I want y'all to come back so that y'all can let us know about the wonderful things that God has done, is doing, and what you see coming your way. We want to keep updates on how God is blessing your life, because we know you're not just up there singing to be singing. You're singing because God has impacted your life, transformed you, made you a new creature in Christ. And now you're living for him. And the beautiful thing about it is, whatever your ministry is, it's not meant for you. Your ministry is a gift to the people of God, to the body of Christ, so that we can take our gifts and use your gift to just embolden us and give us new strength and give us more power to be a beautiful witness for Christ. So here's Woman of God as we shine our outer spotlight on Helen Freeman, talking about how God is just so holy. That means there's no darkness, there's no evil, there's nothing in him but a beautiful spirit that keeps everything around him alive. I'm talking about to the fullest. Holy, holy, holy is our God.
You're holy.
Yes, give it to him. Hallelujah. Give him all of his praise, because if we can fully understand and apprehend the characteristic of God being holy, the Bible declares that the angels perpetually fly around God, and they don't say how kind, how merciful, how wonderful you are. They just truly say, holy, holy, holy. That means that there's a distinction about God's character that needs to be a part of our character as well, because we're God's earthly ambassadors and representatives. Sounds of Woman of God singing so beautifully, holy, 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 taking us beyond the veil of worship and praise right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, as we were shining our artist spotlight on this phenomenal songwriter, motivational speaker, minister, and as you just heard, blessed and anointed gospel artist, none other than Woman of God, Helen Freeman, is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, that song took me to a spirit of praise. It took me to a spirit of praise, Woman of God. Welcome back to Fire the Gospel
Experience.
Oh,
praise
the
Lord. Oh, thank
you
so much, Ron. I am doing excellent. It's so good to be back.
It is. It is. I appreciate your spontaneity and being available. Thank you, Woman of God. For those that have not had the pleasure of hearing you on a previous broadcast, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about Helen Freeman, and then we'll talk about this dynamic music ministry that you have.
Blessings to everyone that's under the sound of our voice today. My name is Helen Freeman, and I am so blessed to be able to minister through song, through what God has given me to write and what God has given me to share with his people. Once again, I say to Minister Ron, I appreciate him for bringing me back on the show to be able to express what God uses me to do in song.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, you are such a blessing to the people of God and to God Almighty himself. Tell us a little bit about how this beautiful gospel singing ministry got started.
Well, Ron, I started singing at the age of 3. So I've been singing for many, many years. After some years of singing, you know, and having my 2 sons, being a single parent, you know, I had to put my singing on the back burner for a while so that I could tend to them, because I was not going to allow the streets to get them. So now they are grown, and they are both professional musicians playing for major artists such as Mary J. Blige, Kiki Wyatt, and Jesse J.
Beautiful.
And so now, you know, I wrote a song which God has blessed me to now have won an award for Praise and Worship Song of the Year, which is It's
Amen.
My Time. And God is good. Yes, I was able to write that song, and through writing that song, many people's lives has been blessed. And it was based upon me coming out of that hiatus and getting back to doing what God called me to do musically.
Amen. Amen. Well, you are doing that, Woman of God. Amen. What advice would you give to any other gospel artists that may still be trying to find their way? What would you suggest that they do in order to reach the success that God has already predestined for him to have?
My advice to you is that you have to put in the work. And I can say period on the end of that. You have to put in the work. You know what? The Bible even says that faith without works is dead, being alone.
Dead.
You know,
dead.
It's wonderful that you go out and you do a song, but what work are you putting in to get your song out there? Are you doing the leg work, or are you sitting around just waiting, oh, God is going to bless me? No, God has given you the tools. He has given you everything that you need for your ministry to be successful. But you have to get out there. You have to make the calls. You have to get out there and try to reach people so that your ministry will be successful. You know, and it's more than, you know, Ron, one thing I've found out about a lot of people, you know, that does music, they're famous in their own city, you know, but you got to get out there. How many have left your own city and your own comfortable place to go out and promote your music outside of just where you are? So in order for you to have a successful ministry through music, and you have to be able to put money out. You know, sometimes you don't have, but you use what's in your hands. If you have a CD, you go ahead and you sell your CDs. You know, communicate with people. Social media is another platform that you could use. Put your music out, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of these other areas, YouTube. Put it out. Don't expect for God to come off of the throne and promote something that he has put in your hands to do. So that would be my advice to someone that's doing theirs, wanting to get to the next level. You have to be able to go out there and do what you need to do to get it heard.
Amen. Amen. And if you do that, woman of God, just like you said in your song, if you properly prepare and be able to make the appropriate sacrifices that it takes, guess what? It'll be your time, just like it is.
Absolutely.
Woman of God, Helen Freeman. Yes, Lord, there is a time that is appointed for us to be blessed. All we have to do, woman of God, Helen Freeman, is to make sure that we are prepared. You know how we pray for blessings, and then we don't even pray that God will prepare us to properly receive the blessing for that time when it comes. We need to be ready, don't we?
Absolutely. You have to be ready. That's the only way things will fall in place.
Lord Jesus. Woman of God,
yes.
This last song that we're going to play on this Helen Freeman mini concert on Fire the Gospel Experience, it talks about the importance. It talks about let there be praise. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in our busy daily schedule and the routines of what it is we're responsible for. It seems like we may give God a little leftover time. What I do is I like to acknowledge God at the beginning of the day because he gave me brand new life for a brand new day that I've never seen before. Can we just talk about the importance of praise so that we won't leave it out of our daily activities?
Absolutely, absolutely. You cannot make it without praising God, because there are things that will come in your life that will try to distract you, where you will lose your focus. There are trials and tribulations that will come and that will knock you off course if you do not give God the praise. And everything we should thank him, and everything we should praise him. Praise is the way to your victory. Praise is the way to your miracle. Praise is the way to your peace. All you've got to do is lift your voice give God some praise, because he is deserving of all of the praise. Let there be praise in this place. Toda God, Yada God. In other words, raise your hand, wave your hand, and give God some praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen. Woman of God, you have blessed it. It has been just such a short revisitation, but it has been powerful, impactful, and it has been sweet. How can you be reached for any revivals, any upcoming concerts that someone listening to this broadcast is going to insist that Helen Freeman be a part of? Whatever event they got going on, how can you be reached? Where can my listeners follow you on social media? And where can your anointed music be downloaded?
All right. Thank you so much. On Facebook, you could friend me at Helen Freeman, that's F-R-E-E-M-A-N. On Instagram, I am Helen Freeman 545. On Twitter, I am Helen Freeman. And on YouTube, I am Helen Freeman. You can find all of my music there. Also, please take an opportunity to go to my website, which is HelenFreemanMusic.com. Once again, that's HelenFreemanMusic.com. And you will see my bio. You will see my performance on the Stella Awards, on Babby Mason, and all of these other things being featured in the city paper. Please do go to those platforms. And thank you so much once again, Minister Ron, for allowing me to come and share with your listening audience.
Amen. Bless you. I've seen those programs that you're talking about. That's why I was so thrilled that you would be able to just come and share with us for a little while. And I can be blessed to be a part of a small portion of your gospel music ministry, because let me tell you something. You light a fire in us that just is so delightful. I am just praying that God will continue to bless you, keep you, cover you, watch over you, and lead and guide you in all the good things and the blessings that you don't even know nothing about that's just waiting on you to get there.
Thank you. You are definitely a part. Definitely a part.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep me in your prayers. Woman of God, minister, motivational speaker, gospel artist, and songwriter, Helen Freeman is right here, and we are not finished with her yet, but we got to let her go. We got to let her go. Don't worry, don't worry. worry. Don't you worry yourself. We'll have her back by popular demand. We will have her come back and bless us as she just did right here on this fire gospel experience. She's going to take us back to the throne of grace as we get our sanctified praise on with Helen Freeman, because God wants to hear our praise. And when he does something for you, to you, through you, and with you, that should just be praise in your belly. Amen.
Praise Him More 24/7 commercial free radio. Right now you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
My God, we are ready, Lord. We are preparing ourselves for you, for your glory, as you see fit, as you have already predestined for our lives to live. It took us a while, Lord. We had to go through some changes. We had to learn how to deny ourselves. We had to learn how to, like our Lord Jesus instructed us, to die daily and not let this flesh body rule over us, not let our carnal influences and surrounding circumstances, peer pressure, mold us away from the spiritual life that you have already called us to live. So we are ready. Sound of man of God letting us know that you want us to be ready. Christian Bola singing about us being ready. And yes, Lord, we are ready. Which brings us to our inspirational soul word for this fire gospel experience coming from the book of 2 Kings chapter 5 verses 1 through 5, which says, now Naaman was the commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given him victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. Naaman went to his master and told him that the girl from Israel had told him and said, and the king said, by all means, go. I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 sets of clothing. When we're blessed with opportunities of success and or achievements, with all the decorated accolades that comes with them, if we're not careful to stay humble, we may find ourselves ego inflated and lifted up, as if to think, say, and believe that we have arrived at this greatness of our own and on our own. The Bible tells of such a one from a foreign land who was Commander Naaman, a man proud and fearless, warrior, soldier, who had seen many battles and had come out victorious. But the one that was his greatest battle found him to be weak, fearful, and defeated. That victory over his life was leprosy. While we may never know the horrors of such a dreaded disease, we all have known some form of defeat ourselves. So much so that if God didn't and doesn't come to our rescue, we are all doomed to be holding to some evil force that binds us helplessly. 2 Kings 5:1 from the NIV version of the Bible says, "Now Naaman was the commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master, highly decorated, highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy." Now, isn't it interesting to see that the Bible declares that it was God who had given this army commander from another nation victory, one who was not bounded in the covenant of Abraham. This shows that God is a God of all people as their creator, if not their sovereign God. Listen, let me tell you something. God chooses to bless whomever he so will. It's according to his purpose. It's according to his plan who he chooses to bless, because he's God. And when the testimonies come from those that were redeemed from different nations, different religions, different ethnicities, they will speak about how God's mercy reigned on the just and the unjust. Matthew 5:45 says that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust, but also those who were of the chosen and those who were grafted or adopted into the body of Christ according to his own divine will. Ephesians 1:5 says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Not your will, not mine, his will. Talk about God's will. Again, 2 Kings 5:2 says, now bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. Again and again, we see people that God has placed in situations and circumstances to be the very ones to execute his plan. This young Jewish girl had knowledge, faith, and boldness to share her belief in God and in God's anointed one. How many times have we bit our tongues when we were supposed to speak a truth, a word of faith? We are guilty, beloved, of worrying so much about the responses that we may get instead of doing God's will and not worrying, because we will suppress and grieve Holy Spirit God through our reluctance, through our hesitancy. The fourth verse says, Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. Even after the young slave girl is no longer part of this story, her testimony has traveled on through Commander Naaman to his master, the king of Aram. So, beloveds, when we speak a word of God, and a word for God and a word from God. We're speaking life in the spiritual realm. This word, God's word, will go where it is intended, and it will not return void or wasted. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. God is the voice that speaks through our mouth. And then finally, verse 5 says, by all means go. The king of Aram replied, I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. When the king provided permission to Naaman, he also gave him abundant gifts to seek the healing and remedy that the young Jewish slave girl spoke. Commander Naaman was on his way. But while he indeed was going through the needed motions, remember what the unnamed young Jewish slave girl said? If only. She was implying that there must be an element of faith from Commander Naaman and you and I to be successful, which is the key to this lesson of our learning. We cannot just go through the sanctified motion, just doing the religious repetitions that we've become so accustomed to. We must pray that our daily faith and commitment be fresh with a new spirit every day as we live and grow. So let your if only become let it be so. Amen. Goes right there. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. Amen. Amen. If only we had to live on purpose. Here's woman of God, Danielle Sonny Bryant, singing about living on purpose. Lord Jesus, if only we could do that, it'd be amazing.
Live on purpose.
living on purpose, you better be living for God. That's what it's really, really, really all about. What a wonderful fire gospel experience we have had on this broadcast. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for watching over our lives. Thank you for giving us a heart to serve you sincerely. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, financial and lifestyle coach, restorer of credit and confidence through leadership, wellness, woman of God, Alista Lane. Thank you, woman of God. Your testimony, the vibrancy that's in your spirit overflows, and we can feel the sincere love and commitment, dedication that you have for our Lord Jesus Christ. What can I say about woman of God? Helen Freeman, girl, you just keep on doing it. Pray God bless both of you queens, both of you awesome women of God. Pray God will continue to enrich your lives with his goodness and his presence. We'll leave you with one final word. Stay away from the noisy crowd of naysayers wagging their heads so that you can stay focused on your calling. So until next time, I'll leave y'all with man of God, Clyde J. You will prosper if you just do God's will and follow his guide, direction, according to his word, to his will. So until next time, I'll be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus, our Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer. Hallelujah.
Everything.